The Book of Wisdom from the Holy Bible. Narrated by Michael Scott. Produced by ThoughtAudio.com. Chapter 1. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness, and seek Him in integrity of heart. Because He is found by those who test Him not, and He manifests Himself to those who do not disbelieve Him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God, and His power, put to the proof, rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels. And when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips, because God is the witness of his inmost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. Therefore, no one who utters wicked things can go unnoticed, nor will chastising condemnation pass him by. For the devices of the wicked man shall be scrutinized, and the sound of his words shall reach the Lord for the chastisement of his transgressions. Because a jealous ear hearkens to everything, and discordant grumblings are no secret. Therefore, guard against profitless grumbling, and from calumny withhold your tongues. For a stealthy utterance does not go unpunished, and a lying mouth slays the soul. Court not death by your erring way of life, nor draw to yourself destruction by the works of your hands. Because God did not make death, nor does He rejoice in the destruction of the living. For He fashioned all things that they might have been, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, or any domain of the nether world on earth, for justice is undying. It was the wicked who with hands and words invited death, considered it a friend, and pined for it, and made a covenant with it, because they deserve to be in its possession. Chapter 2. They who said among themselves, thinking not aright, brief and troublous is our lifetime. Neither is there any remedy for man's dying, nor is anyone known to have come back from the netherworld. For haphazard we were born, and hereafter we shall be as though we had not been. Because the breath in our nostrils is a smoke, and reason is a spark at the beating of our hearts, and when this is quenched, our body will be ashes, and our spirit will be poured abroad like unresisting air. Even our name will be forgotten in time, and no one will recall our deeds. So our life will pass away like the traces of a cloud, and will be dispensed like a mist pursued by the sun's rays and overpowered by its heat. For our lifetime is the passing of a shadow, and our dying cannot be deferred because it is fixed with a seal, and no one returns. Come therefore, let us enjoy the good things that are real, and use the freshness of creation avidly. Let us have our fill of costly wine and perfumes, and let no springtime blossom pass us by. Let us crown ourselves with rosebuds ere they wither. Let no meadow be free from our wantonness. Everywhere let us leave tokens of our rejoicing. For this our portion is, and this our lot. Let us oppress the needy just man. Let us neither spare the widow, nor revere the old man, for his hair grown white with time. But let our strength be our norm of justice, for weakness proves itself useless. Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. He professes to have knowledge of God, and styles himself a child of the Lord. To us, he is the censure of our thoughts. Merely to see him is a hardship for us, because his life is not like other men's,